The words you speak become the house you live in. Choose them carefully. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Dr. Wayne Dyer explains why, in order to create the future you want, you must choose your words carefully. Enjoy.
If you are what you think about, then you have to start getting real careful about what you think about. Now, you have to start this with being cautious about every conversation that you have with your friends, with your relatives, with your mother, with your husband, with your children, that focuses on what's missing in your life. Because if you want to attract something into your life, something good, something grand, something godlike, something prosperous, something of well-being, you know, health, whatever it might be, if you want to attract that into your life, but you're talking about what's missing and thinking about what's missing, and you understand that what you think about is what expands, you will continue to expand more of what's missing, and you'll continue to attract what's missing in your life. I never talk about what's missing in my life. I only put my attention on what I intend to create. And I have shifted it, and I learned this lesson a long time ago, but the place that it probably expresses it better than any is Esther and Jerry Hicks' book, Ask and It Is Given. The teachings of Abraham is called Learning to Manifest Your Desires. And more than anything, I think they're the greatest, among the really greatest teachings on the planet today. And I know Esther and Jerry, I know them well, I've been with them on many occasions. It's about practicing this idea of not putting your thoughts on what is missing and shifting it to it's on its way. It's on its way. It's on its way. Four words, just get them tattooed someplace inside of you. Whatever it is that you would like to attract into your life, know that it's on its way. And I want to say to you that as you begin to get your thoughts more harmonized with Tao thinking, that is, with the thinking of the source, the thinking of God, that which always has been, that which does nothing but leaves nothing undone, as you begin to more and more harmonize in this way, what happens is that you start elevating your thoughts so that the habit of how you think becomes more harmonized rather than a polarity with what you want to attract. It becomes harmonized with it, and it becomes your natural way of how you think all the time. And you start then beginning to teach your children the same way of thinking. So you just catch them when they start saying things like, oh, with my luck, it won't work out. Why have any of us ever learned to say, with my luck, and having it mean things aren't going to work out? Why wouldn't you say, and just have it as your habit, with my luck, it'll probably show up faster than it normally does? Why not have that kind of a way? Because here's what happens. As you begin to shift the way that you think and have an anticipation that this thing is going to work out for you, you can only act upon your thoughts. And as you get these higher and higher thoughts, what happens is that the thought is now more aligned with what it is you want to attract, and then you start acting upon that thought. And as you start acting upon the thought that it will work out, that it's probably on its way, you start to see how this whole system all works. In other words, call it the universe, whatever you want, begins to conspire with you. It begins to act almost in where you suddenly become a collaborator with fate. And instead of fate being something that just might or might not happen to you, you're in collaboration with what it is that you want to attract. I mean, ask any physician, there's physicians here today, ask them about something called the will to live. Ask them about somebody who's going in for a corneal transplant and thinks that I'm going to see when this thing is done, rather than someone who thinks it probably won't work out. And which one would they rather work with? I don't think about what's missing. You don't put your attention on what's missing. You don't tell other people about what's missing. And you don't tell other people about what you can't do and what isn't working and how terrible the world is.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.